hostile songs have set you at ease, those good old haunting melodies. We've done our very best, it's true, to scare the life out of you.
People say that I'm very cruel. They even call me a gory ghoul. They don't understand why I rob the dead. I'm only trying to get ahead.
I'm just like Dr. Jekyll, they say. Creating monsters is my forte. If you are ill, here's what I'll do. I'll make a new man out of you.
The telephone is today's most important link with family, friends, and business. But when that business becomes murder, look out. Don't answer the phone. Let it ring if you value your life. A killer posing as a model's photographer is trying to make an appointment for murder. C. Don't answer the phone, the shock motion picture that tells what can happen when you are alone. Is that your other phone ringing? Please, don't answer the phone.
Rated R. Under 17 must be accompanied by parent or guardian.
There he goes, right there. The Vampires of Dartmoor doing Hello, Mr. Hitchcock. Before that, we heard the Happy Nightmare, the Alfred Hitchcock vocal theme done by Spike Jonze. And special guests on that record were Paul Frees, who did a lot of cartoon voices. No, not you, Tom. You are not on that record. Before that, we heard The Bogus Man. This is a great record. The Brian Ferry Orchestra, where this was about a decade ago. Brian Ferry got all of the Roxy Music, songs, and he got an orchestra and made it sound like 1920s. The album's called The Jazz Age. And that was The Bogus Man. And man, that is really good. The Newport started all of that off with I'm in the Ground for Good. You're listening to Zombo, and it's Halloween. It is Halloween time. Sadly, you will not be able to see any of my live shows because the one I'm doing tomorrow is a private thing, and the one I'm doing next week has been sold out for a month. It is that great show at This Is Red. If you're lucky enough to get tickets, This Is Red in Munhall, and it is fantastic. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous venue. They only do events maybe once or twice a year, and it's all surf events. So the Itchy Bonds are going to be there. The Black Flamingos are going to be playing. A lot of these surf bands I play on the radio. And not only will I be DJing it, I'll be emceeing it too. So if you got so good, sorry. You did snooze and you did lose. Yep. All right, I'll play some more music. Stan Freberg. Let's keep things on the bit of a light, twisted side here. Stan Freberg with Ghost Riders in the Sky. Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. And if you want downloads of the show or a stream of the show, you know, it is so easy. Later tonight, probably tomorrow, I'll have the show up on zomboco.com. You can go to that website and I make it where you can go to the SoundCloud and you can download or stream the shows. For free, of course, because you know how I am. The best things in life are free, and so is this show. So there you can get there for your Halloween party. I could be at your Halloween party. Hey, yay, here I am at your Halloween party. Just play this at your Halloween party. People are going to say, can you put on the radio or something? This guy blows.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way.
When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw,
a-plowing through the ragged skies in a cloudy draw. Faces gone, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all wet with sweat.
Don't be half so foolish, boy.
They're riding hard to catch the herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet.
Get along, little doggy, 'cause you got to ride forever on that age up in the sky.
On horses snorting fire.
Is that possible?
How would I know? As they ride on, hear their cries.
This is a cowboy. Oi!
take us marching home again. Hooray, hooray. You make the guy who wrote this song pay and pay. Cause all we hear is Ghost Rider sung by Vaughn Monroe.
I can do without his singing,
but I wish I had his nose.
You, there'll be two holes in your neck. Blow! Blow! My son, the vampire, he will leave you pale. All he does is drink your blood, cause he don't like ginger ale. When they see him, people scream and they yell. They scream and yell, cause they're scared as heck that he'll say, blow! Blow! My son, the vampire, he's a total loss. And if you should meet with him, do not drink or eat with him. Run if he takes out his dental floss. Cause my son, the vampire, ain't collecting it for the Red Cross. He wants blow. He needs blow. He drinks blow. Doesn't everybody have a glass? It's delicious. Yum, yum. It's
Beautiful. Yes, I like it. I like it a lot. That was the Black Flamingos with Experiment in Terror. In front of that, the Coffin Daggers with their blistering version of Pink Floyd's Interstellar Overdrive. Now, why did I play those two bands? Well, I got some bad news for you. Those two bands are going to be playing live at This Is Red 8 days from now. Why is that bad news? Because the show is sold out. And I'm going to MC and DJ it and get in free. Life is wonderful for the Zombo. And so that is a great thing that Hidden Harbor is putting on. It's called Haunted Harbor. And it's going to be the Ichibans. If you know somebody that's not that bought a ticket, maybe ask somebody who's got a ticket that's not going, you can get their ticket. It's called Haunted Harbor, and it's 8 days from now, next Saturday, in a place called This Is Red, which is a gorgeous, gorgeous graphic art studio that they turned into a venue just for surf music. A couple years ago, they had the Surfer Jets and the Concussions there. It is awesome. Awesome, awesome, and more awesome. And I think High Tide Records has something to do with I won't rub it in your face. Just a Smells Like Monster Mash by Deadwood. Scare Me, Deadbolt. Ghost Riders in the Sky, Stan Freeberg. And Zombo and me and you enjoying some Halloween festivities. Halloween music is my favorite season. Actually, Halloween's my favorite season. I'm not a Christmas guy. I hate the music. I hate Christmas music. There's not one, maybe one or two Christmas songs I like. And, whatevs with that, who cares, right? So you don't need, so that's one thing, when you listen to the show in December, you won't hear any Xmas music. But boy, do I love me some Halloween. That's so true. That's so true. Hey, how about some infectious diseases for your kids, huh? That's right. The National Foundation for Infectious Diseases reminds you that vaccination isn't just for kids. So this was from 2009, okay? So they were harbingers. They knew the future. More information, adultvaccination.org. Yes, right. That's right. Because more people die from vaccine. Who cares? You don't unless you got vaccinated. If you get vaccinated, then you can relax your fur. I got my fifth booster already, and now I can relax my fur. You know? I don't want to get the shot. It makes you sick. Well, sure. You know what else makes you sick? The disease makes you real sick. But it's a thing, man. It's a thing. You're gonna be smart. Do it. If you think it's tyranny, then you know. Then I guess that's your problem, not mine. I can't help it. You're a ninny. All right. What else we got going on here, you ninnies? For more information about caregiving, if you want to give a helpful caregiving to somebody, and there's tips and tools. I don't even want to go there with them tips and tools. Let's just forget that PSA. All right. Yeah. You know what else this time of year brings out? You know what else this time of year brings out? It brings out vampire girls. That was me.
Around for a minute or two.
Yeah.
And I'll admit something to you. I get intrigued when women look sinister. Call me superficial, but I stare at them vampire girls. It's not the mascara, it's not the tight dress, it's a look in the eyes gonna scare you to death. Vampire girl, vampire girl, I get so intrigued when they look like a vampire girl. She cook beans, she cook rice, she do ritual sacrifice. Go little vampire girl,
Dracula's daughter.
Here we go, the Necrotoons with a ghoul from Ipanema. Man, one of the legends, one of the legends. Screaming Lord Such, Dracula's daughter. This guy was like the first shock rock guy. He was loved Halloween. It was a British thing. He'd come out as Jack the Ripper. He'd antagonize the audience. He'd chase people. He was an amazing dude. Amazing dude. Screaming Lord Such actually got involved in, started the Loony Party in Britain, ran for Parliament for decades, probably. He always ran as the Loony Party, which was just an amazing dude. And noted to do one of the, they said this was one of the worst rock and roll records of all time. I do not believe it. It's called Lord Such and His Heavy Friends. And the interesting thing, because, who played with Lord Such? People like Ritchie Blackmore from Deep Purple, Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. He had a lot of great friends. And I guess they were just, in the studio, just goofing off, playing some music. And I guess he kind of released the record without him knowing it. And critics weren't too happy about that. Neither were probably Jimmy Page or Ritchie Blackmore. But I have yet to hear that record. But it was called Lord Such and His Heavy Friends. More of a rock and roll record. But I love his monster stuff. I've got more Screaming Lord Such to play down the line. Kind of like he's like the screaming Jay Hawkins of Britain, combined with Arthur Brown, the Crazy World of Arthur Brown. Throw in a little bit of Alice Cooper and all of that stuff. But this is like guys from the 60s, man. Started a lot of good stuff. Jonathan Richman. Doing Vampire Girl. That was a nice little set there. The Necrotoons, Screaming Lord Such, Jonathan Richman. We had our Vampire Girls, our Dracula's Daughter, and Ghouls. Very nice. My three favorite food groups. You're listening to Zombo right here. Halloween, man. It is that time. Isn't this great? It is great. Tomorrow I got a private party. You're not invited. Next week I got this big surf show. It's probably sold out. But, you can take this show and enjoy your own party. Go to ZomboCo.com and you can download this show, next week's show, get all this neat Halloween stuff. Actually, a buddy of mine from San Francisco just contacted me 2 days ago because I'm having a party out here. I haven't heard from this guy probably 25 years. And he remembered me, and I thought that was really nice. He goes, hey, I'm throwing a Halloween party and I'm thinking of you. Can you get me a Halloween thing? And I direct him to ZomboCo.com. I said, there's shows from last year and the year before around Halloween that you can download and stream. And he was very, very said thank you. So that was very nice. So that's nice. People don't forget. People don't forget. You'll see right on Halloween time. They say, oh, yeah. Because, really, what other DJ knocks it out of the park like this on Halloween? Nobody. Me. This guy. You. Me. That's what I'm talking about. This is my thing, right? And Mr. Tom Savini could not agree more. In your neighborhood, you have a neighbor in need? Well, then move. Because those neighbors in need are a pain in the neck. Millions of Americans with long-term needs are struggling to keep their independence. Volunteer. Shop. Cook. Drive. Well, I guess they're mean for them, not you, Oh, Monster in Black Tights, that's a dilly. I might do that. That's a nice tune. Maybe next week. A little too much Lord Such. I want to spread it out. Where was I? I was telling you about your neighbor in need. He needs stuff. She needs stuff. They need stuff. Everybody needs stuff. Go to faithinaction.org. Faithinaction.org. Find out how you can help somebody out. Help them out, man. There you go. Be like, feel like it's like reverse trick or treat. Just feel like it's trick or treat and you're going to their house. What else we got here? That's boring. That's depressing. That's depressing and boring. Get the facts about mental health. 1-800-897-2647 for a free brochure. That's right. A massage from the Department of Health and Human Services and this radio station. So there you go. So if you're nuts, give them a call. If you're not nuts, well, people who are nuts don't even know they're nuts. That's the crazy part about crazy. You know who don't know who they're crazy? Crazy folks. Speaking of crazy, I love this crazy next tune, man. I play this every Halloween season. It is a bit of a mashup. It's Bela Lugosi's Dead, but then they use the soundtrack from The Haunted Mansion from the 1960s. And they put it together. It's really neat. It's a thing called Haunted Bella. And let's do this. I wait for this. This is like a national anthem thing, man. It is. Okay? What else I got to tell you? I got to tell you about some other radio shows, right? There's some other radio shows on this station, so listen to them.
When hinges creak in doorless chambers and strained and frightening sounds echo through the halls, whenever candlelights flicker where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now. Our tour begins here in this gallery, where you see paintings of some of our guests as they appeared in their corruptible mortal state. Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching, or is it your imagination? And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Serpents and spiders, tail of a rat, call in the spirits wherever they're at. Rap on a table, it's time to respond. Send us a message from somewhere. Spirits with your tambourine. Creepies and crawlies, toads in a pond. Let there be music from regions beyond. Wizards and witches, wherever you dwell, give us a hint by ringing a bell.
Back on the back.
room has wall-to-wall creeps and hot and cold running chills. Listen. All our ghosts have been dying to meet you. This one can hardly contain himself. Surely. The real chills come later. Now, as they say, look alive, and we'll continue our little tour. And let's all stay together, please. There are several prominent ghosts who have retired here from creepy old crypts all over the world. Actually, we have 999 happy haunts here, but there's room for 1,000. Any volunteers? If you insist on lagging behind, you may not need to volunteer.
We'll be right back. unspeakable. We make ourselves plain sinkable. We rate ourselves, hate ourselves viciously. Still none of us wishes he could shine. We are slick and shifty birds
with fingers quick as 50 birds.
While stealing your purse or your ticky-tock,
just for a kick we knock. You